On today's podcast, we're going to do a quick sequence to help you find fluidity, flexibility, and some stability in your bodies. Hi, and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the fabulous and beautiful Washington, D.C. I'm a yoga instructor, Ayurvedic coach, and doula, sharing with you all the things I'm learning about and teaching about so we can all find a little more balance, bliss, and confidence in our everyday. I am so grateful to have you all here in the community, and if you do enjoy this podcast, please do subscribe, rate, and leave a review on iTunes, and of course, share with a friend that might also appreciate this as well. We're going to do some yoga today, so please go grab your yoga mats, any blocks and props that you like to have around, and we'll get ready to move. This is going to be a fairly quick sequence today, a short, probably 15 to 20 minutes of yoga, and we're going to move with this intention of feeling fluidity. Now, especially here in DC, we're right in the middle of a very hot summer, and so it's very easy to get overheated. You're basically sweating all of the time right now here in DC. And according to Ayurveda, this is a pitta season. And pitta season is the fiery, moving, always engaged season. And it can really lead to some overheating in our body, but as well as some overheating in our minds and even some anger. And so what I'd like to invite you today to do is to really feel this sense of moving through water, like you are cooling your body from the inside out, and that the energy that you're putting out through your movements is not generating heat, but rather is allowing cooling. Almost like if you're fanning, you know, if you like press your hand back and forth in the air, you feel the air move, and so you feel a sense of coolness. The same thing is what I'd invite here, is that when you move your arms, you are inviting a coolness into the body, like you're moving the water around and getting that sense of softening down and cooling off. So let's actually get started on our hands and knees. When you are ready, it's going to be hands right underneath the shoulders, knees right underneath the hips. And we'll take some cat and cow poses. So as you inhale, drop the belly, pull the shoulders back, big inhale. And as you exhale, round through the back, tuck the chin. Inhale, belly drops, shoulders back, big open heart. And exhale to round through the back. Feel the fluidity of this movement. The belly drops on the inhale. You open the heart. And you exhale. You round everything out. You tuck in. Two more like this. Inhale. And exhale. Breath in. Breath out. Come back to your neutral spine. Let's start to move forward and back this time. So take your hands just a couple inches forward of your shoulders. And then as you inhale, you'll start to drop the hips down and forward, pulling the shoulders back. So it's almost like you're coming into an up dog or a baby cobra, but the hips don't have to drop that low. So you're just starting to stretch through the front half of the body. And as you exhale, you press into the hands, coming back to child's pose. Inhale, belly drops forward, shoulders roll back. And exhale, round it out, tuck the chin. Inhale, hips drop forward, shoulders pull back. And exhale, round, pressing back to that child's pose. Move it on forward, shoulders back on the inhale. Exhale, press it back to child's. Feeling that fluidity of movement. One more time, let's come forward on the inhale. Shoulders pull back. And exhale, press back to your child's pose. Come back through your neutral spine on the breath in. Tuck the toes, downward facing dog on the breath out. Full inhale, full exhale. Good bend in the knees so that you can push the hips up a little bit higher so that you can soften in shoulders and head and neck. And you're soft and easy through the body right here. Feel some ease. We're going to take some sun salutations to really check in with this sense of freedom in our bodies, that we're moving smoothly and evenly, no obstructions, nothing getting in the way, just you and your breath and your movements. So you're going to inhale to look forward. Exhale, bend the knees, step or hop to the front of the mat. Halfway lift on your inhale, pull the shoulders back. And exhale, hands come down to the ground, tuck the chin. Inhale, come all the way up to standing, reach the arms tall. Exhale, hands come to heart, feel that strength in legs. Inhale to reach up, flowing through water. Exhale, fold all the way forward. Inhale for a halfway lift. Exhale, hands come down, step or hop back, high plank, lower halfway or all the way down. Baby cobra or your up dog on the inhale, downward facing dog on your exhale. Take a deep breath in, down, exhale to breathe out. Full inhale. And long exhale. Second time, look forward on the inhale. Exhale, bend the knees, step or hop to the front. Halfway lift, breath in. Exhale, hands down. Inhale, come all the way up to the sky, arms up. Exhale, hands to heart. Inhale, reach the arms up to sky. And exhale, fold all the way forward. Halfway lift, inhale. Exhale, hands down, step or hop back. Lower halfway, up dog, breath in. Down dog, exhale. Full inhale. Full exhale. Let's build on, let's lift right leg up to sky. Step between hands, warrior one. Feel the sense of moving through water. Like there's a little resistance, but it's just helping you smooth out your activity. Strong here in the left leg. Reach hands up to sky in your warrior one. Feel a settling. If you're at the bottom of the ocean, a little weight holding you to ground, but the buoyancy of the water is trying to make the hands float up. Take a deep breath here. Your deep inhale. Your next exhale is Skandasana. So you're going to bend the left knee, let the right leg go out nice and straight. Hands can come to the heart or to the earth. So it's like you're facing the left side of the mat. Left knee super bent, right leg straight, crouching down. Feel the stretch through the inner thighs. Deep inhale. And full exhale. Stay low, start to walk the hands towards the front, bend the right knee, coming towards a lunge shape, and then reach the right hand up to the sky for a twist. So left hand on ground, right hand up to sky, right knee is bent and left leg is straight. Deep inhale. Skandasana, bend the left knee, shifting back once again. Warrior two, shift forward, bending the right knee, arms out like a T. Feel a sense of shoulder blades pulling together, length in spine. Strong right here. Reverse your warrior on an inhale. Hands down to ground on an exhale. High to low plank. Up dog in. And down dog out. Full inhale. And long exhale. Next side, left leg lifts high. Warrior one on the breath out. Ground through the legs, reach up through the hands, find your length. And full breath in. And full breath out. Deep inhale. Skandasana exhale. Bend the right knee. Come all the way towards the back of the room. Left leg is long. Crouching down. Full inhale. And full exhale. Walk over towards the front for your twist. Right hand down, left hand up. Big twist, squeeze shoulder blades together. And then Skandasana, right knee bends. Come on back once again. Warrior two. Find that opening. Nice bend in that left knee. Reverse warrior, inhale. And then vinyasa on your exhale. Hands down, lower halfway. Up dog on the in. And down dog on the out. Deep breath in. Long breath out. Deep inhale. And exhale. Let's do this again. Right leg lifts. Step between hands, warrior one. Reach up on the breath in. Skandasana on the breath out. Bend the left knee super deep. Twist. Walk the hands forward. Right hand up to sky. Inhale. Skandasana. Exhale. Warrior two. Inhale. Stay here, exhale. Reverse warrior in, vinyasa out. High to low plank. Up dog, down dog. Left leg lifts, inhale. Warrior one, exhale. Arms up, breathe in. And then Skandasana, breath out. Twist, right hand down, left hand up to sky. Skandasana, breath out. Warrior two, breath in. Stay here, breath out. Reverse, inhale. Vinyasa, exhale. Up dog, breath in. Down dog, breath out. Feel all the waves settle. Full in. And out. Breath in. And breath out. Let's hop all the way forward to come onto your back body. So lying on your back, knees bent, middle fingers can reach the heels. We're gonna do a little flow here with our bridge pose. So on your back, knees nice and bent, middle fingers reaching the heels. And as you inhale, press into the feet to lift the hips to sky. As you exhale, slowly lower all the way down. Inhale to press into feet, lift hips up. And exhale to lower. Inhale to lift. Exhale to lower. Let's flow three more times. Your breath, your rhythm and speed and movement. And the last time, you soften down, shoulders tuck behind. And just laying on the back. And let's twist, just dropping both knees over to the right. If you need a little more sensation, you can always place the right ankle on top of the left knee. Soft, soft, soft shoulders. Slowly come back through center. And then both knees drop over to the left. When those knees drop over to the left, perhaps you take the left ankle on top of the right knee to provide a little more twist. And you soften. Slowly come back into your center, hug the knees into the chest, rock and roll a little side to side, side to side. Full breath in. As you exhale, extend right leg and left leg down the mat to lie on the back, shoulders tucked behind, palms face up. Soft shoulders, heavy head. And breathe into your Shavasana. Maybe even feeling like the water around you is this slow, steady, meandering stream. Slowly cooling the body, softening you down, and relaxing and releasing for you right here. Let the water flow around. Let your body release. And feel the ease of the water around you carrying to and from whatever it is you need in your body. Inviting ease. And choosing perhaps to stay here as long as you'd like. Or softly waking your body up to getting ready to get back into your day, inviting this smoothness, and this fluidity to move through your body through the rest of your day. To find an ease in all thoughts, words, and actions. Letting them come through you. And the light in me very humbly bows that same light in each one of you Namaste.